Afternoon, good morning, and good evening, midnight prayer watchers. What's good, everybody? I am your most humble host, Delta, coming back at you for another midnight prayer watch. So we're going to jump right into our intercessory prayer time and invite the Lord into this session that we are standing on the tower together. So Abba, we come to you, Lord, just thanking you for another day, another moment where you have breathed your breath of life into us. We are so appreciative, Lord, that you are even giving us an opportunity to just come to you in prayer. We are remembering how tiny we are, and that the fact that you have given us this life is just, it's immeasurable, it's invaluable. We don't even know how to describe this life that you have given us and have been so gracious to us to be able to breathe your breath of life into us so that we can walk out the purpose that you have designed us for, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for people's hearts just turning back to you this season. We are so honored to be in a position to continue to speak your truth, Lord, that your truth would prevail over anything that is clamoring for our attention this season is our call and our mission, Father. We thank you for the opportunities that you presented to us to just be a partner in the spirit to those that are seeking your face, that are asking for your help, Lord, that need healing even, Father, in these times where the spirit of infirmity is raging throughout the whole world, in these times where fear and anxiety and depression are on the rise and people are just trying to get through the day without breaking down. Oh, Father, we just declare and decree that we need you, that you are the only one that can help us through those moments. You are the only one that can see us through the other side of that storm. We just declare right now, Lord, that even when what you said in your word, when the enemy comes against us like a flood, oh, the spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against the enemy. And we just thank you for those standards that you are raising in the spirit, Father God, even the standards that you are raising in the natural, where things don't even appear to be what they seem, but that's you at work, Father. We don't understand it sometimes. We can't comprehend it sometimes, but we know that it's only through your grace, only because you are a merciful Father, that you continue to bow down heaven. You continue to be stirred up for us and want us to receive a hope and a future and the good plans that you have in store for us. And so we just thank you, Lord, that we get an opportunity to remember who we are, who we belong to, and where we came from, Father, as we press into this origin story of us being formed by the smallest particle in this world, just coming together through the knitting of your creator hands, and that it was only because you saw us and you were gracious enough to us, Father, and loved us, that we are here today. We are able to do things. We are able to live a life. It was only because of your mercy, Father. And so I ask that you would just come in, Holy Spirit, and take hold of my tongue, that you would prepare the hearts of those that are listening in live or that will listen in later, Oh, Father, I just ask your Holy Spirit to just send down a fresh impartation on those that will hear your word, maybe for the first time, and maybe even reiterated, that it be not my tongue, but my tongue be crucified, and that your words resonate in hearts, that your spirit would prick and convict those that need to come back to the realization of just how tiny we are in this world today. And we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, and we ask all things in the precious name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. All right, so we are pressing in to our prayer point this evening. I just want to talk a little bit about why did we feel this in the spirit when we're talking about we are dust? Like, who wants to remember how tiny you are when the world is constantly trying to help you, like, remember how good you are, how many good things, right? It's almost contradictory. So I wanted this to be something that I asked Holy Spirit on, was just more so like, let's get back to reality, not necessarily putting you down. I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe this. So we are innately proud people. We are innately and have been called out several times in the word from our forefathers, stiff-necked people. Okay, this is back in the times of the Moses days, where we are in this position where we like to toot our own horn a lot. And in addition to that, we also like others to know how wonderful we are. And, you know, that takes us into some precarious positions sometimes. It's nothing wrong with knowing that you are a skilled person, a talented individual, all the things that we know we have in our identity through Jesus, that, you know, we're co-inheritors, we are royalty, we are overcomers, more than conquerors. All those things are amazing and exactly what the word says. But the thing that Holy Spirit was really ministering to me about, which I've been feeling a lot lately, is that we have sometimes a propensity to take that to a point where we're no longer in the humble category, where we are no longer exercising humility and understanding there's a difference between the badge and our identity and the representative that we're pushing or forcing down people's throats for them to acknowledge, like, bow down before me, I got it going on type situation. So I hope I can, you know, I'm prefacing this well so you can understand, like, why are we going into this, and that we are in a position where we just need a friendly reminder, a gentle reminder sometimes is what I like to call it, that we should not get to this place where we get puffed up. And we tend to do that sometimes. We, as in me included, and us at Midnight Prayer Watch. So it's something that even the Lord talks about, is like, not to be puffed up, that he resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So he understands where this comes from. But that does not exclude us from making sure that we maintain that humility and that we remind ourselves about our origins. And so as we're discussing this, the leading prayer, scripture rather, that I want to really get into, it starts in Genesis. And this is something that I know that people have specifically heard time and time and time and time and time again. And so when we talk about what's in Genesis, we want to go back to the origins, and this is obviously the beginning of everything. And so in the beginning, right, God created heaven and earth. That's where we're at right now. So chapter 2, verse 7 might be something you've heard before. And it says in the word, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And so we've got it right there. For those of you that are still in this place where it's like, I don't know a lot about the Bible, I haven't made it past the Lord creating the heaven and earth. It don't take you that long to go back and to recognize that this right here is our beginnings. So how can we better edify ourselves but then to know where we began? And so in Genesis, clearly the Lord tells us without any misinterpretation, man was formed from dust of the ground. So let's think about this, like dust. Dust today is like something that's annoying, right? Something that we clean up. It's under our feet. It's like it can be in our shoes. It can get everywhere. Like, let's think about this. We are dust of the ground. Things that we walk on today. Things that we're like, we characterize that as dirt. So we were dirt when we were formed. And so this is kind of the thing that I really think we are getting further and further away from acknowledging, which is taking us into that lane of not being humble and being in that proud, stiff-necked category, is that we are forgetting that we are just dust. And that it was only by the grace of Yahweh that we have now become man, living creatures, because he breathed his life into us. Just that simple. It was only because he added creation into us that we are here today. So if we think about that, that kind of takes us into a whole nother situation of believing who we are. Like, I just have this picture in my mind of, it's kind of funny, like of Abba looking down on us, knowing that we came from the ground, we were just dust. And like how there's so much focus today on people accumulating wealth or accumulating material things. And as you accumulate material things, I just have this vision that Abba's looking down on us in the earth, and these like little tiny dust particles, and some dust particles are like with the bling on like this, like somebody's got a chain on their dust particle. Somebody's got like a little tiny staff on their dust particle. Like, but what are you? You still a dust particle. And there's so much rotation taking place in the world today that is trying to make your dust particle better than another dust particle. It just like in my mind, I'm like, how is this even making sense? Because I have this thing today where I'm like, okay, if I'm just a dust particle and all I can do, like think about how powerless a dust particle is today. Like it's under our feet. Is literally there. And so I wanted to continue to watch ourselves in the word when it comes to just remembering like that fact that we are literally tiny things compared to our Lord who gave us life. And when I think about it, it's just something so humbling about that. It's something so like, just like, I feel so low when I think about it in those terms. And that's the type of posture that we have to maintain in our servitude to our Lord. Like he is God of gods, King of kings. And so as we get into this next scripture, I just want us to keep that in mind, because in Genesis, again, we talk about like, okay, we formed, we began, and they came from the dust. Now it's like, okay, so as I was saying, everybody's over rotating, trying to do everything they can to get their dust particle to be, I don't know, the blingiest, the shiniest, something, whatever. But what happens after that? Like your dust just floating on the world, it's just a little piece. So what happens after your dust expiration date? So Genesis, again, we're in chapter 3 and verse 19. It talks about what happens, like what I think everybody thinks about this one is ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I believe is the common way of remembering the scripture. So in the word, and in the KJV version says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And so again, very plainly, the Lord is telling us, yes, I breathed life into you as a dust particle, and you became man, a living being. But after this life expires, you're going right back down into the ground. You're not going, like, think about this. That body is going right back to where it belonged. And so I'm in this space where I'm just like, okay, so why is everybody just trying to get all these houses and boats and NFTs and whatever the thing is out here, cryptocurrency stuff, jewelry and money and all this kind of stuff, when it's like all of that for what? When you're going back into the ground, what is we focused on these days? So I thought that that was interesting for us to again wash ourselves in the word and remember what is it that takes us into this space of, oh, I feel like I'm worthy enough to be in this position where I am a created being from Lord, our Father, Lord of hosts, great Jehovah, to try to do more than what my dust particle can do. So I had to bring that back, that scripture, because I know that's something that's a lot, very popular when it comes to that particular verse, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And then understanding where we are, how we began, and where we're going is a good basis for us from this relationship. And so the next thing that I want us to also be mindful of in our kind of attitude of who we are, because I do feel like there's times where we try to take ourselves to like a puffed up level, I guess you can say. And the best way that I was able to characterize this is the relationship that David was really giving us a depiction of in Psalms. And so, of course, David wrote a lot of those Psalms, and he had that relationship with the Lord where we all are striving really for what they said, like he had a heart for God. And as I think about that in terms of remembering that we are dust, there are a couple of scriptures in Psalms that I think will help us to have that gentle, friendly reminder, so that way we don't take ourselves past the level of, oh, I am operating out of pride. I am operating in this stiff neck space where I think I'm more than dust. I think I don't know. What could you think about if you're more than dust? I think I'm sand. What's the next level up from dust? I'm not sure. But, you know, there are people out here like operating as if what we always hear, like they don't have the same kind of blood that we do, or that they don't bleed at all. Or a lot of the, I think the one of the common slang words is like, they don't have to use the bathroom and at all in the same, or it doesn't smell the same. I know that's the same thing I've heard. Like, what do you mean? So are you, that's the question that I think we should all ask ourselves. Are you that person that thinks that when you use the bathroom, it don't smell the same as anybody else's? Is that the best way I can say this? Or are you that person that thinks that you are, yeah, I'm dust, but I'm like a bigger dust piece, a bigger dust particle and all the other dust particles out there. It's like, okay. So in any case, I want to kind of just give us that challenge today, is that, are you sure you understand that you are just dust? And it was only by the grace of Abba Father that you are a living creature being today. What are you doing as a dust particle? And so the next scripture I want us to get into is in Psalms 103. For anybody following me on your Bible apps or in your Bibles, Psalms 103, starting with verse 13. And again, this is David. So David's reminding us like what this relationship with the Lord is, remembering that we are dust. So starting verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. So that might be something that maybe was a little bit of a hard pill to swallow just now. Is like, wait a second, I'm being pitied? Let's think about this, okay? Nobody really expects or encourages themselves to feel like that's cool, that's okay that I'm being pitied, and that's our flesh. But when it comes to our Creator, when it comes to our Father in heaven, who created us from dust, the fact that he pities us because we fear him is a good thing. It is a good thing. It's like it goes back to when your mom or your dad told you, I brought you into this world and I can take you out of it. Now that is legit when it comes to Abba Father, that he did bring us into this world. And not only can he take you out of it, but he can take out everybody else at the same time with no hesitation and definitely not having to do a lot of work. So when we think about this, we have to understand our position. Like, this is the thing that I felt like it's like, know your position. We are dust. And he, the fact that he remembers that we are dust is where that pity comes from. When we fear him, it's like, okay, we're able to come to him and say, we made a mistake, Lord. Can you forgive us? We need to come and confess that we are in sin. That, you know, yes, we didn't do the right thing when it came to managing that particular relationship with a parent. Or we you know, decided to steal that candy bar from the store, and that wasn't the right thing to do. Or we lied on an entrance exam just to get into that school. That wasn't the right thing to do. And so think about it in terms of like knowing that we made mistakes, that we make mistakes. And so because we know that, and he knows that, he knows where we came from, that, oh, my children who I created from dust are out here and they are not doing right. They are dusting up the place. And so we think about this, and in terms of the fact that if he's pitying us because we fear him, that's something that we should be like, thank you, Lord. Because if we don't receive his pity, and he's like, think about it, like we're created after his image. So if we don't receive his pity, what are we to do? What is we going to do? Because how can we be out here operating as dust? Like, again, dust under our feet, that annoying stuff that's just in the corner that is dirty, it's unclean, it's clingy. It's like stuff that you want to, you know, you want to extract from your house. You don't want to have dust around you. We were that. And so him remembering that and knowing that that's where we came from, even though we out here doing some selfish, prideful, self-important things, is a good thing. So keep that in mind. And then this last scripture is something that I When I caught this, y'all, I just have to say, like, I was literally on my face, because this right here is, it's like, it's a revelation that we tend to, it's like, you know it, but the revelation becomes one of those things that's like, remember who you are. And truly remembering who you are takes into account the relationship that we have with our Creator, and the fact that we have a Creator, a Father that is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lord of Hosts. Like, He's out here dragging the other little gods, little G gods, in the streets. I'm remembering the time where the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant, and they thought that they could put the Ark of the Covenant in the same place as their god, Dagon. And the next thing they know, Dagon in pieces. We talking about the God, the only God, God of gods, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai. We talking about Him. That is our Father. And so when I think about the way that this scripture, which is something that I encourage you to also get into a place where you can just like ask Holy Spirit to move and minister to you. And what does this do to you? This thing really just had me so like deeply affected. And so in Psalms 144, verses 3-4, it says, Lord, what is man? This is David again. What is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Oh, I'm telling y'all, like, this here is like, who are we? Who are we to even cry out to Jesus? Who are we to even approach the throne room and ask for our prayers to be answered or even heard? Who are we to even be in a position to be affected by the things that happen in life? Who are we to be chosen and to be called to certain purpose and to certain missions in life? Who are we? This is the thing. It's like, we are dust. And the fact that the Lord wants a relationship with us, the fact that the Lord is chasing after us and is giving us this opportunity to be reconciled back to Him, that is the main thing. That is what we need to make sure that we're pressing into, and that we are asking for that revelation, because it is something that I constantly have to remind myself: who we are, who we belong to, where we came from, and where we going back to, where this body is going back to at the end of the day. So we've got to submit. We've got to be in a position of surrender, because our little dust particle on this world, looking down, like, think about that. When you're cleaning up dust, the next time you're cleaning your house or whatever, wiping down a counter, think about that, like the Lord looking down, and like, that's where we came from. And the fact that we are out here living beings trying to be more than that is nothing but pride. It's nothing but self-righteousness. And it's something that we have to crucify our flesh from. And so if you're in this position and you're like, I don't know that I have not been in right standing with the Lord. I don't know if I have been in this position where I have been trying to make my little dust particle more shinier than the others. And maybe you are one of those people that has heard about being in relationship with the Lord, but you never took the step to really move in that direction. and make that decision for your eternal life. And so this is the point that we always find or that we always hold very dear to our midnight prayer watchers, is just being able to know that you can receive salvation today, right now, and it does not cost you a thing. And so the word says that if you just confess with your mouth that you are a sinner, believe in your heart that you need a savior, and Jesus died to be that savior for you, you confess it in your heart and in outward through your mouth, that you will be saved. So simple, very simple. And we just want you right now to take the time to, if you are that person, come into agreement with that prayer. Come into agreement with that acknowledgement that you need him now. So we're going to put on the screen our salvation prayer, and I'll recite this with you as well, if you're ready to make that decision for your life. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins, and he was raised from the grave and is alive right now and coming again. I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray. Amen. Woo! Amen, amen, amen. If you are one of those people, oh, I know Holy Spirit is out here moving in hearts this season. But if you are one, it says, oh, just one is necessary for all of heaven to be going off. You see the firecrackers going off. All of heaven is rejoicing with you right now. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have been saved. Woo! And so we are so excited for you. We are rejoicing in alignment with heaven. And we definitely want you to just, whoo, you might be on fire right now. Like, what do I do next? Where am I going next? How can I make sure my dust particle is doing the things that it's created to do? So we invite you to join our community. We have tons of different services, resources, support groups, and teams. In addition to that, we also invite you to join your local community and have some additional opportunity to start a discipleship path. We know that anytime you feel that leading of the Spirit, get on that tower and start praying. Start praying in tongues. Start praying whatever's on your heart. The Lord is listening, and he knows that you're coming. So continue to stay connected to him. Continue to have that relationship with him. We encourage you again to remember where you came from and remember that he does not have to have this relationship with us, but he chooses to, and we should not take that for granted. So everybody stay up, stay alert, stay aware of y'all surroundings in the spirit and in the natural, and stay washed in the word, y'all. Thank you.